This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari inquires about parliamentarian Dr. Pradeep Giri's health. Election Commission issues notice calling party registration from today for the upcoming general elections. And Gaza deaths rise as Israel kills second top Palestinian militant. Now, the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has expressed concern over the health condition of Nepali Congress leader and parliamentarian Dr. Pradeep Giri, who is undergoing treatment at MediCity Hospital. Information and communication expert Tika Dhakal, on the behalf of President Bhandari, reached the Lalitpur-based hospital today and wished Dr. Giri a speedy recovery. Dhakal also shared that the president had expressed her concern while Dr. Giri was in India for cancer treatment. Furthermore, he said that the President Bhandari sent him to take stock of Giri's health condition as he was admitted to the hospital again upon his return from India due to health issues. In the meeting of the House of Representatives, parliamentarians drew the attention of the government on various current issues. Speaking at a special time, the parliamentarians have put forward issues such as making the health insurance program effective, making the examination system of the Public Service Commission timely, promulgating the Education Act, and removing the procedural complications in the courts. Earlier, speaking at Zero Hour, parliamentarians demanded proper relief and rehabilitation of the citizens affected by flood and landslides and to relocate the citizens who are at risk. Likewise, the parliamentarians also drew the government's attention to the issue of reducing rising costs, operating blocked roads, ensuring inclusiveness, and providing basic health services to citizens. In today's meeting of the House of Representatives, there is an agenda to discuss the impeachment proposal registered in Parliament against Chief Justice Cholendra Samcher Jangabahadur Rana. Similarly, there is a list of agendas to read the letter regarding the validation of the bill received from the President's office, to submit the report of the Committee on the Animal Health and Animal Services Council Bill, and to submit the 59th Annual Report of the Auditor General. The Election Commission has issued a notice calling upon political parties wishing to contest the elections to the House of Representatives and the Provincial Assembly to be held on November 20th for registration. The Commission has noticed that the political parties registered with the Commission until August 4th, 2022 to register themselves for the purpose of the election. The deadline for the party registration is until coming August 16th. The application should include a copy of the decision of the Central Committee to register the party for the election purposes. The party's statute, regulations and manifesto, the annual audit report for the financial year 2021-22 and other necessary documents, and it has to be submitted with the signature of the major office bearers of the party. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Jeevan Ram Shrestha has said that the government is committed to the development and expansion of the tourism industry, as the tourism sector of Nepal is the basis of prosperity. At a ceremony held at the ministry today to sign an agreement between Kathmandu University and Nepal Academy of Tourism and Hotel Management regarding the study of hotel management, Minister Shrestha informed that the government is working to revive the tourism industry that has been affected by the corona pandemic. An agreement has been signed between Kathmandu University and Nepal Academy of Tourism and Hotel Management to teach hotel management in 6 provinces for 10 years. Minister for Forest and Environment Pradeep Yadav appealed to the locals of Birganj in Parsa district to keep their villages green and clean through afforestation. At an afforestation program organized by the Round Table Nepal at the premises of the Bal Mandir in Birganj Metropolitan City 10 today, Minister Yadav further requested the locals to join the tree plantation campaign that aims to make each village turn into green and clean place. Minister Yadav was accompanied by Birganj Metropolitan City's Mayor Rajesh Man Singh, among others, in the afforestation drive. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast a probability of heavy rainfall in three provinces with partial to moderate showers across the country today. According to the division, Sudhir Paschim, Lumbini and Karnali provinces could see heavy rainfall today. Likewise, light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at few places in the hilly areas and a few places in the rest of the country in the next 24 hours. During the night, there is a chance of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in Lumbini province and with partial to normal showers in a few places in the rest of the country. According to the latest information from the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley today is 20.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 30.5 degrees Celsius. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israel has killed a second top militant from Palestinian Islamic Jihad, PIJ, group as the death toll continues to rise from air strikes in Gaza. Six children and several PIJ fighters, including leaders Khalid Mansour and Sayyar Jabari, are among the 29 Palestinians reported to have died. An Israeli official said nearly 400 Palestinian rockets and mortars have been fired at Israel since Friday. Israel says it launched the operation due to an immediate threat from PIJ. The latest violence is the most serious flare-up between Israel and Gaza since an 11-day conflict in May 2021 left more than 200 Palestinians and a dozen of Israelis dead. Reuters news agency reports the U.S. State Department urged all sides to avoid further escalation, confirming its support for Israel's right to self-defense while noting the U.S.'s concern over reports of civilian casualties. Hoping to prevent further violence, Egypt has also stepped in as a mediator between the two sides and reportedly sent a delegation of officials to Israel yesterday to act as a go-between. The United States has accused Beijing of provocative and irresponsible action after Taiwan said China rehearsed an attack on the island. Taiwan said it responded to the Chinese drills, now on their fourth day, by deploying aircraft and ships today. The heightened tensions follow a trip to Taiwan by a U.S. delegation led by senior Democrat Nancy Pelosi. China views the visit as a challenge to its claim of sovereignty over Taiwan, which sees itself as distinct. The Taiwanese Defense Ministry said Chinese ships and planes carried out missions in the Taiwan Strait over the weekend, with some crossing the median line and on an unofficial buffer separating the two sides. Beijing has not commented on the latest exercises, but its four-day-long series of military drills in the air and seas around Taiwan are expected to finish today. Furthermore, Beijing has announced it was halting cooperation with the United States in several key areas, including climate change, military talks, and efforts to combat international crime after the visit of Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Bidya Devi Bhandari inquires about parliamentarian Dr. Pradeep Giri's health. Election Commission issues notice calling party registration from today for the upcoming general elections. And Gaza deaths rise as Israel kills second top Palestinian militant. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 p.m. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.